Trump Talks Supreme Court in Russia, Paul's Law of Sacrifice, Hillsong United Song, and Spiritual Questions and Answers, all coming up in this episode, episode 13 of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. God bless you. Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just wed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Weezy. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wayne Feeds Daily on the internet here on Facebook Live, on iTunes, and on YouTube. So glad you're joining me tonight, my good buddy Evan and Johnny Sharp. Good to see you guys tonight on the live feed. I'm sure we'll have more coming online. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the daily feed. The Wayne Feeds Daily is... It's like I said, it's available in multiple streams, multiple versions right now on iTunes, on YouTube, and of course here live on Facebook. I'm your friend and host, Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. You can tweet me or direct tweet me at Pastor Wayne H, and I'd be happy to answer your questions or try to make life a little bit easier for you. Our sponsors tonight are Campbell Chiropractic of Castle Rock, not far from Limelight Way, right here in the meadows of Castle Rock. Dr. Corey Campbell takes care of my family when it comes to sports physicals and chiropractic care. He's a great guy. Go see Dr. Corey if you need your back cracked, and if you need any other supplemental nutritional advice, he's great for all of that. Tonight's episode is also brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock, and we love Summit Church. I can't wait to worship with my church family tomorrow morning, Castleview High School at 10:30 a.m. We're going to have a great time as we worship Jesus. I'm starting a new series in August. I know we're still several weeks away from this series, but I want you to check out this series that we're calling Ask Anything. Check it out. Today in the news here in Trump land in America, we've got craziness happening as per usual. Donald Trump is getting ready to go to the NATO alliance meeting in Europe. And of course, he's just about ready to pick his major pick for the Supreme Court. And so he sat down with Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business this week and did an online interview. I want you to see a couple clips from this interview with Donald Trump, and I'll talk about it, make a few comments about it. And I think it's pretty interesting what's happening with the development of global politics and what could happen with Roe versus Wade, what might happen with abortion and the pro-life movement in the coming weeks and months. So check this out.
After an incredibly busy week in our nation's capital and for the country, I sat down for an exclusive interview with President Trump. The conversation covering everything from his upcoming Supreme Court pick to the debate over tariffs and phase two of his plan for the economy. Take a listen. Mr. President, thanks so much for sitting down with me.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to start right with the breaking news of the week, and that is Justice Anthony Kennedy announcing his retirement. Is Justice Kennedy the model of the person you would put on the Supreme Court now?
Maybe so. He's a great gentleman. He's a very high quality person. You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the president of the United States. How could I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter. And it really is a retirement of a great gentleman. He's a fine, fine gentleman, and really did. He was ended up being a little more neutral than a lot of people would have preferred, but a lot of people preferred that he was. And we're going to pick somebody who's outstanding. And I said, I'll do it in your honor, but we're going to pick somebody who's outstanding. And I was very honored that he did this during my term, which means he had confidence in me to do the right thing.
Are you going to ask your nominees beforehand how they might vote on Roe versus Wade?
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that, but I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant. And I'm going to try and do something like that, but I don't think I'm going to be so specific in the questions I'll be answering. And I'm actually told that I shouldn't be.
Because on the campaign trail, you said you would leave it to the states.
Well, maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about in terms of having an effect. But we'll see what happens. But it could very well end up with states at some point.
One of my favorite things Donald Trump says is we'll see what happens. He said that before he won the election in 2016. He said that about Kim Jong-un and the peace talks with North Korea. And now we see him talking about that here with Roe versus Wade. We'll see what happens. Here's what I believe. I don't believe Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. But I do believe that probably what's going to happen is there'll be some sort of state-by-state or federal release of the Roe versus Wade, some sort of legislation that's going to come about that the Supreme Court will not overturn, that will kick it down the road, so that in a state like Texas, you would have a pro-life stance, and a state like California, you would have a pro-choice stance. And we'll probably have a country that's divided, maybe not unlike slavery was in our country in the 1800s, that depending where you are culturally, whether you're on the two coasts or whether you're in the heartland, you'll be in either a pro-life state or a pro-choice state. And I think that's probably the most likely scenario of what's going to happen. I don't believe that Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned, although it probably should be. If you do some legal studying, listen to the Ben Shapiro podcast this last week, and he made a pretty strong case as to why Roe versus Wade was just a poorly settled case. Although the precedent, the longer a case stands, the more that people see it as settled law. But I'm not so sure about that. You could say that would have been true about slavery as well, from the founding of our country until 1866 or 65, somewhere in there. So just because a precedent has been around a long time doesn't make it right. And I'm a pro-life libertarian myself. And so I think it's pretty interesting what Donald Trump has to say here about pro-life and about the Roe versus Wade decision. And then he's getting ready to go to the NATO summit in Europe, and of course we're kind of waiting with bated breath to see if the NATO countries are going to kick in when it comes to their participation in NATO, and that will probably let him know, because we know that Donald Trump doesn't have any problem backing out of deals that he doesn't like. And that's probably one of the reasons why he got elected as our president, because he's renegotiating everything. He's renegotiating every treaty, every bilateral agreement is being renegotiated. I want to touch real quick on what he said with Maria here about the Iran nuclear deal, and then going in to talks with North Korea. So check this out.
Enriching their uranium, like the reports say.
If they do, they're going to have a very big problem.
Let me ask you about the secondary sanctions. Will you sanction European companies if they do business with Iran?
Yeah, Of course, that's what we're doing. Mm. Absolutely.
And in terms of oil prices, you've talked about oil prices a lot. Do you think somebody's manipulating this market above $70 now?
100%. OPEC is, and they better stop it, because we're protecting those countries, many of those countries. OPEC is manipulating, and you know, they allowed less than we thought last week. They have to put out another 2 million barrels, in my opinion, because we don't want that happening. Don't forget, the one negative to the Iran deal is you're going to lose a lot of oil. And they got to make up for it. And who's their big enemy? Iran. Okay? You think of it. Iran's their big. So they're going to have to do it. And I have a very good relationship with the king and with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia and the others around. And they're going to have to put out more oil.
Any comments on Peter Strzok and these testimonies that we're seeing, Rod Rosenstein, Christopher Wray? Why don't you just direct your subordinates to get those documents over to Congress? Are you going to do it?
So I have this country running like a top. Mike Pompeo is doing great. We really have a great group of people. The one thing I want to stay uninvolved in, at least for now, I may get involved.
Okay.
But I've been told by so many people, don't get involved. You know,
Congress
other people got
documents.
Involved and it's not good. And they'll get the documents and it's getting and they're getting them and they're great people. I didn't like the scene the other day where everybody's screaming at each other. You know, I don't like that because it's bad for the country. You know, if Russia is in fact looking to sow discord, or chaos, they've got to be saying, this is the greatest thing we've ever done. Okay? Now, there's no collusion with me. There's no Russia with me. There's no nothing. It's honestly a disgrace. Yeah. But I purposely said, I'm not getting involved. Let it just go. You know, they found nothing. Nobody has found anything.
I know.
You know why?
Are you going to talk about-
And by the way, this is the most transparent thing ever done with the White House. I think I gave them 1,400,000 documents. And I told my lawyers, don't even read them. There's no Russia mention or anything like that. They have nothing. I don't like to see that kind of fighting. It's terrible.
Are you?
All right, so that's enough on that. It's very interesting to see what Donald Trump's answers are to some of these questions. Of course, we see that he's trying to negotiate deals and get America out of trade agreements and bring about the best outcome that he possibly can within his own power. And so it's pretty interesting. We certainly need to be praying for our president. We need to be praying for the Supreme Court. We need to be praying for our Congress and our Senate. We need to be praying for our governors and local leaders, our mayors, even comes down to our police officers and our fire department and our city council people and our county commissioners, because I believe that right now there's more pressure on government officials than we've ever had within our memory. And Evan here is messaging me. Monday will be an amazing day. That's right, with the Supreme Court candidate announcement. That's a big reason for us to be praying as Christians that the decisions that are being made in the coming weeks are going to help shape and form the cultural atmosphere of America for the next 20, 25 years. And so let's be praying, certainly as Christians, for all of that. So it's time to move on to our next segment, Inspiration and Motivation. All right. I love to inspire and motivate on this podcast. You guys know that about me. Tonight is our 13th ever episode. Subscribe to the podcast if you want to listen or watch on YouTube. Subscribe that way. Maybe you have a YouTube channel of your own. Well, let's subscribe back and forth and share likes back and forth. But I wanted to pull up one of my favorite. I have the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. I think it's a great resource, a great devotional resource. And I was flipping through tonight and thinking about what I wanted to teach on and just bring inspiration for 1 Corinthians 9, 5 through 15. I'm going to be preaching on this passage tomorrow, a little bit further down in the passage, but I love the first part of this too. He's talking about the pattern of self-denial and what Christian leaders are supposed to do. Here's what it says, starting in verse 5, the Apostle Paul speaking here says, "Do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord, and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit? Or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man? Or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen that God is concerned about? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be a partaker of his hope. If we have sown spiritual things for you, it is a great thing if we reap your material. Is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nonetheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who minister the holy things eat of the things of the temple, and those who serve at the altar partake of the offerings of the altar? Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these, nor have I written these things, that it should be done so for me. For it would be better for me to die than anyone should make my boasting void. So what the Apostle Paul is saying is you need to treat Christian workers well. We need to provide for our needs. And it's okay if a minister partakes in some of the blessings of the ministry. And it's good that you bless your pastor. It's good that we bless our missionaries. It's good that we bless those who do Christian work and Christian service. And in John Maxwell's Leadership Bible, he has these little devotional side notes. And tonight, he talks about the law of sacrifice and what the Apostle Paul gave up as a Christian leader. Here's what Maxwell says. He says, Paul was a leader who surrendered the rights that he could have legally held on to. And this is what made him effective. Consider what this leader gave up. Number one, he was a man who gave up his right to a wife on the road when he was ministering. Number two, he was a soldier who gave up his right to a salary. He was a vineyard worker who gave up his right to eat grapes. He was a shepherd who gave up his right to drink the sheep's milk. He was an ox who gave up his right to eat grain. He was a plowman who gave up his right to harvest. He was a temple worker who gave up his right to its food. He was a preacher who gave up his right to an offering. And in this diagram, or in this little side note in the Maxwell Leadership Bible, it talks about options versus rights. And the higher you go up in the leadership triangle, the less options and rights you have, because you're sacrificing more to lead the greater group. And that pyramid, this diagram shows how biblical leadership works. As a leader grows up, they give up options. Contrary to the world's thinking, they're willing to surrender their rights when they reach the top. When we as leaders decide to sacrifice, it takes other options off the table. It says, you know what, I don't need to have a music career anymore, or I don't need to be a filmmaker in Hollywood anymore. I don't need to, you just name it. Whatever your options were in the beginning, now as a leader, you say, I surrender my rights because I'm doing what the Lord has called me to do. It may not even be what the world would say would be smart when it comes to a career move, but what God has called me to do is to sacrifice for the greater kingdom, for the local church, for the people whose lives that I've been called to minister unto. And that's what the Apostle Paul does. He sacrifices. And that's what we're all called to do as Christian leaders, as Christian moms and dads, pastors, fellow believers in the body of Christ. We're called to support one another and do the very things that are needed to bring hope, to bring inspiration, to bring joy, at times to say, you know, it's not about me right now, it's about others. Or it's not about me or about this ministry or about this church, it's about the glory of God. I want to bring God into this situation. I want his love to just pervade this whole situation. So even if I have to be a little uncomfortable, even if it means that I do without the things I would normally do with, God's going to bless my sacrifice. God's going to bless your sacrifice as you do that. So I hope you're inspired by that. It motivates me to keep doing the work of the Lord. And even if the pay is not great or the accolades aren't great, I know I'm not storing up for myself treasure here on earth. I'm storing up for myself treasure in heaven. And that's good. That's a much better place, because God pays with interest. So if you like that, give me a thumbs up. Give me an amen, somebody. And we're going to move on to our next segment here tonight. All right, everybody, I'm going to pull up one of my favorite Hillsong United songs. Hopefully you can still hear me. This is going to be an old song now, called Jesus My Best Friend by Hillsong United. And if you know it, you can sing along. One of these times when I've got my live people on camera, I'd love to do a little duet with some of you. If you have your axe or your instrument near your camera. But here we go, Hillsong. Have you heard of the one called Savior? Have you heard of his perfect love? Have you heard of the one in heaven? Have you heard how he gave his son? I have found this love. I believe in the Son. Show me your way. I believe in the one called Savior. I believe he's the risen one. I believe that I'll live forever. I believe that the King will come. I have found this love. I believe in the Son. Show me your way. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. I believe in the one called Savior. I believe in the risen one. I believe that I'll live forever. I believe that the King will come. I have found this love. I believe in the Son. Show me your way. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing will ever change that. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. 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 Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. Jesus, you are my best friend. You will always be. Nothing could ever change that. No, nothing could ever change that. Nothing could ever change that. Oh, nothing could ever change that. Nothing could ever change that. Oh, nothing could ever change that. Nothing could ever change that.
All right, everybody. Jesus, my best friend. It's the only newscast you're going to get with the anchor giving you a worship song. Anybody, I'm glad you're joining me. Let's get on to our final segment here tonight. I'm so glad you're joining us here online, the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Subscribe on YouTube or on Facebook or on iTunes. We'd love to have you. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock. And Summit Church meets at 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at Castleview High School here in Castle Rock, Colorado. And we are in a series right now called Jesus in the Old Testament. I want you to see what this whole series is all about, called Jesus in the Old Testament. Check it out here on the screen.
What is the Bible really about? Is it basically about me and what I must do? Or is it basically about Jesus and what he has done? After the resurrection, Jesus taught on this exact subject. He opened the minds of his disciples to this deeper reality when he said to them, "The Psalms and the prophets and the law all point to me. It was written that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise the third day, and I even told you myself I had the power to take it back again." If we don't read the Bible and every passage is pointing to Jesus, we're in danger of understanding it like the Pharisees. Do you believe the Bible is basically about you? Or basically about him? Is the story of David and Goliath really about you becoming a hero against overwhelming odds in your life? Or is it basically about him, the one true hero of the Bible, who's both a shepherd and a king, who conquered the one giant sent to destroy us? When you understand that Jesus is everywhere in the Old Testament, you'll see that Jesus is the better Adam. In his garden, he submitted to God's will and passed the test. You'll see that Jesus is the true Isaac, a son born from a promise who isn't just offered, but actually sacrificed. You'll see that Jesus, like Joseph, sits at the right hand pleading for our deliverance, though we sinned against him using his power for mercy. You'll see that Jesus is like the veil. He's been torn in two on the cross, and that through him now we can enter into God's very presence joyfully. And we will see that Jesus is like the city of refuge, giving us permanent rest, where there is therefore now no condemnation in him. Let's discover Jesus in the Old Testament.
All right. Yeah, Jesus in the Old Testament. It's a great series, and we've really enjoyed doing it so far. I hope you'll join us on Sunday mornings for this powerful series. Once again, tonight's podcast is brought to you by Campbell Chiropractic right here in Castle Rock, near Limelight Way in the Meadows. Join us in celebrating Dr. Corey Campbell in, I think it's nearly 10 years of business he's been doing here, cracking people's backs, helping with nutrition and supplemental advice, and doing sports physical for high school athletes. So support Dr. Corey Campbell and thank him for being a part of what we're doing here. All right, it's time to finish up tonight. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what we've learned and what we've discussed tonight. We know that the world is changing. We know that there's a fevered pitch right now happening. People are arguing over politics. People are arguing over morality and religion. And yet we know that we love and serve a God who's bigger than our opinions. He's bigger than every question that we might have. He's bigger than any problem. He's bigger than any circumstance. And as I said, we're starting a new questions and answers series here in August. The No Question is off limits. You can ask any question here on the podcast. You can text or comment a question. I'll be happy to do some biblical research and get back to you because this is not just a podcast. I really see it as a ministry. And so I want to help you and help you grow in Christ and use it as a chance for you to be encouraged day after day, maybe to learn something new, maybe to open your perspective to some things you've never thought about before. And I believe God's going to help you as he reveals more and more of his character to you through this ministry and through other ministries and podcasts maybe that you listen to. And once again, you can contact me. My email is here on the screen. It's PastorWayneH@mac.com, or you can call the church office 303-524-4000. You can visit the church website, mysummitchurch.com. Connect with us online. Like this on social media, share it with a friend, and encourage each other. Go to the Lord's house tomorrow. Have a great day at church. Make some friends and get connected in the local body of Christ wherever you live. And I know God is going to bless you as you do. Have a great evening, everybody. Take care.